Now, it's freezing in the studio, but lucky for me, my guest will warm it up because she's a fantastic actress, tennis sax player, ukulele and percussion player, and she is Georgina Field. So thank you very much for coming in today.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you're currently starring in Godspell at the Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch, which is running from the 15th of May to 7th of June.
Yeah.
And it's the award-winning Cut to the Chase, who are the professional group of actors and actresses there.
That's right. We're all actor musicians. We all play musical instruments. So we've got an actor who plays guitar. Well, everyone's a bit sort of multi-instrumentalists, really, so we switch around. But we've got people on drums, bass, guitar. We've got a full horn section. Everybody sings, so the vocals are phenomenal when we're all giving it some. We do lots of a cappella at the beginning, which is quite beautiful, almost operatic, really, the start of the show. But then it goes into the rock, and it's kind of more kind of rock opera almost, Godspell, I think I describe it.
Now, before we talk too much about it, because I want to ask about you.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about
you. Okay.
When did you first realise you wanted to be an actress and a musician? How old were you?
I must have been four.
Right.
Yeah, I was definitely four, and I'd already played one role, which was Gobelina the Witch's Cat,
right,
which I loved playing, and I really got into that character. I must have been probably three then. And then I remember them casting Sleeping Beauty at my infant school. And I was cast as the wicked fairy. And all the other kids said, you're the wicked fairy, you're the wicked fairy. And it really upset me. And I said to the teacher, I don't want to be the wicked fairy. And she said, that's okay. You can be just a fairy. And that was my first lesson, really. I just given up a really fantastic role to play just a fairy. What a fool. So my whole career has been me kind of trying to claw back to the wicked fairy status, as it were.
When you go for auditions,
when
you go out, what is it like to audition for TV? And because if you're not an actor, you wouldn't know what it's like. What is it like when you go in for whether it's for an acting job at the theatre or whether you go for TV? Yeah. What is it like?
They're two quite different experiences. With TV, I would say it's over before you know it.
Yeah.
You could actually walk in the room, have the whole meeting, maybe do a little bit of reading of the script with a casting director, and they would be reading the other person's lines, and that would just be a very kind of static. You'd just be at a desk, sat on a chair, with a camera. And you'd film the whole thing, and it would be over in 30 seconds or something, and you'd think, oh, that's finished, and it'll sort of take you by surprise. Whereas a theatre audition is much more. You get about 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, and you've got your prepared speech, sing a song, play a piece on your instrument. So, and it's a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
And I only say a little bit more relaxed in terms that they've got more than just a few minutes.
Yeah.
They've got a full 15 minutes for you.
Gives you a bit more time to shine.
It does. It does make a huge difference. But then, of course, there's a skill and an art in walking into a room and grabbing their attention and hitting them with what you've got in, you know, the 30 seconds they give you or whatever it is. So they're quite two different techniques that you have to master.
I know with models and stuff, it's the same. They got like their casting book and they walk in. It's like, no. It's like,
yeah.
I've got my book.
Yeah.
It's not that I would know. I'm not a model, but maybe I am. Who knows? I am on the radio. Now, you play the tennis sax, ukulele, which I can never spell correctly, and percussion. And I was saying to your fair, I've got a friend who's just started to learn the ukulele, and he was playing The Lion Sleeps Tonight. It was very impressive.
Brilliant.
How did you pick up all the instruments? What did you first learn?
I first learnt the clarinet when I was eight.
Yep.
My dad's a jazz musician, Dennis Field.
Right.
And he has played in numerous, he's made recordings, he played with Eric Silk in the 50s, Cy Laurie, he knows loads and loads and loads of musicians and is has been a huge influence as well on the jazz scene. So he always encouraged me and my sisters to play an instrument. So I learned clarinet.
Yep.
And then when I was 17, my dad just bought me an alto sax for my birthday. And that was a complete surprise as well. I didn't particularly want a sax. But I loved playing my clarinet, but he bought me this sax, and I thought, great, a sax. That's quite a different instrument to a clarinet.
It's meant to be more like your voice, isn't it,
when you
play a sax?
But also, it's shiny. And it's got a cool shape.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an S. Mm. And... it's just a very cool instrument. So you have to obviously practice lots and lots.
Yeah.
And then you're halfway there.
Now, you said about your dad being a well-known jazz musician. Yeah. You must have done gigs with your dad.
Yeah. My dad used to... Well, when I got into my 30s, I just thought, I must gig with my dad. This is really important to me because when I was in my 20s and I was just at the start of my career, I was very, very busy and kind of didn't even think, oh, I need to play with my dad. But when I was in my 30s, I thought, why am I not doing this? Because he doesn't play anymore, unfortunately. He has Parkinson's now, and so his whole body's slowed down quite a lot. And playing the cornet, you know, you've got to have the puff. Mm. So, but when he did perform, he was extraordinary.
Yeah.
His energy and his vibrancy and the way he would listen. And I remember one of the last times I saw him play, and he was in his 70s. And when he started playing his cornet, he looked 25.
Yeah.
He just had that energy, and I just thought, oh, it's such a gift. He's so blessed.
Yeah.
And we just the passion and it's just such a wonderful thing. It's such a wonderful thing to do, to play music and to communicate those emotions to people. It's just such a gift and just really blessed to have had the opportunity to learn an instrument, you know. And
your dad being such a well-known jazz musician. Mm. Well. My dad used to sing. He'd passed away last year. Actually start singing until he was 60. Well, I got him singing again at 65.
Oh.
He died when he was 84. But every family party or every gig, I would be, Dad, get up. And he'd be like, oh, no, I can't. Next minute, he'd be beside me.
Oh.
It was always Frank Sinatra. But we've got a great video of my dad singing. So I know what you mean about singing with your family. Now, I wanted to ask you, how much... Now, a corpser is a person that laughs. Oh. Now, how much of a corpser are you?
Never, never, never. I say never. I say never.
Yep.
The only time I have ever corpsed was when I've been... I don't want to long-wind this story, but basically there was a character called Cetus the Whale in a show that I was doing. And I just imagined this comedy little cartoon black whale, you know, like a sort of silhouette almost. And it was referred to in the stars, in the planets, because you can see there is a Cetus the Whale in the stars. Mm. Like astrology and all that. But as a company, we started talking about Cetus the Whale, and he became this groovy little guy, Cetus the Whale. And so when it came to that point in the show, when I was performing in the show, and my fellow actor cried out about Cetus the Whale, I smirked. And I never, never, never corpsed on stage ever. And that was just literally me thinking, oh, Cetus the Whale, yeah, he's funny.
I love watching. I go onto YouTube and I watch the outtakes from loads of shows because I just like to see people laugh. Especially when they're trying to do serious stuff. Accents. Now, I've asked a few actors that have been in. What do you like with your accents, and what's your favourite?
Well, at the moment, we're kind of doing a kind of Australian-o, My friend gave me a tip how to do an Australian accent. You just put O at the end. Just put O at the end of O. Anything you say, O.
Very good. And what's your least favourite accent to do?
Oh, goodness. Let's say Welsh. Because, you know, sometimes the Welsh accent, it goes a little bit Pakistani, doesn't it? And then you're a little bit lost. You get a little bit lost.
It must be so difficult because it's because you can say a few words, but if you try and maybe ad-lib it, it's a bit...
If you ad-lib, you have to learn the word... Alan? This is what I learned off the internet. This is how to do a Welsh accent. Alan? What are you doing? If I say that, then I sound quite Welsh, but I have to say, Alan, what are you doing?
And nothing else.
No, I can't say. Don't ask me to say anything else. It's just, Alan, what are you doing?
You get a booking for that somewhere.
Wow.
As long as they're called Alan, you'll be fine. Yeah. You can't say David or anything else.
Now, no, I can't say anything else.
Godspell is running at the Queen's Theatre.
Yeah.
It's going on till the 7th of June. What part are you playing? And can you tell us a load? I know you started off the show telling us, but what part are you actually playing?
Right. Well, thing about Godspell is that it was an improvised piece which somebody has written down. So, the actors who are playing all the characters are themselves, weirdly. They do have names in the script.
Yeah.
Those names are the names of the original actors who played those characters back in the 70s. And their names were like Robin, Gilmer, Herb, Sonia, all these names that I accidentally called people by and was duly corrected in rehearsal. No, that's not Herb, that is Sam. Because one of our lovely actors, Sam Pay, plays a character called Herb, but it's not Herb because that's just the name of the actor that played it originally. So we all have our own names. So if we talk to each other on stage, we call ourselves by our own names. So someone will say, come on, Georgie, come on. Or I say, Patrick, get your coat on. You've got to play. You've got to do this. You've got to be a trusty servant now. Come on. And we just call each other by our own names. So that's confusing.
So give us a little bit of... is it improvised? Any of it improvised or is it kind of a mixture?
Yeah, it is actually. We've got our stories that we want to tell.
Yeah.
And those sort of speeches are learnt as ourselves, because some things were written in an American accent or something, or he takes on this accent, and we thought, nah, that's not suiting us. So, like, with the ukulele, I've drawn a George Formby inspiration for that character, because, you know, and that's completely sort of British, northern, and not from the Bronx at all. So we've kind of made it our own. We've really sort of localized, and also with the because we're kind of like a bit sort of hang about on the streets sort of hoodies at the beginning. We're sort of like, you know, just on the street. Like, there is an accent that people do sometimes. It's this sort of, oh, like, yeah, man, like, you know, like, I was, like, walking down the road, right, and there's this weird accent, and none of us have chosen it, actually, because none of us speak that accent normally. I'm quite an Essex girl, so I kind of give to my Essex on the stage, just because we are making it about people like us. So if you're gonna play yourself, make, you know, give to your own accent. I mean, obviously as an actor I now speak with a perfect English accent, but
that's what I do when I do the travel. I'm like, I'm going to do the travel for you. I go, all right, was that okay? So with knowing any of the song, sort of the music, what do you play on stage?
I play tenor sax mainly. Yep. But we've got a big bad boy shaker, which is really loud, so you've got to get that right.
Yep.
Don't shake that out of time, because they can hear you in Romford, seriously. What else do I play? Oh, I've got my ukulele. Yeah. And that's about it for this show.
But you've got loads, as you were saying, about all the harmonies and stuff are just phenomenal.
Oh, the singing and the harmonies are fantastic. I mean, I've got a couple of numbers that I sing on. Learn Your Lessons Well, which is starts off, it sounds really kind of cute and cuddly, and then it gets really rack. And then And By My Side, which is such a beautiful, beautiful ballad, kind of folky, folky ballad, which Meg, another actress on stage, she sings that so beautifully, and we kind of duet.
Yeah.
We duet with that. But there's loads of, sometimes we'll all sing a verse of something, all in, you know, 10-part harmony. We've kind of washed it out with our sound. There's a lot of singers on the stage.
Yeah.
And we can create a big vocal sound, and a lot of the time that's what we're going for. But then we'll feature each individual person gets a number, and Sam Cordabatch, who plays Jesus, he's got a few fantastic numbers, and so each an individual singer will be featured. But when we're all going and giving it some, it's quite an ear. An earful to behold.
Now, I was listening in because I'm nosy. Now, I heard you all talking, saying that people are going out to the theatre and rebooking.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That happened last night. Well, last night we got our second standing ovation, which is extraordinary. Mm. I wouldn't just say Hornchurch. I'd say for the UK. The Brits are pretty,
we say normally quite reserved. I'll get up. No, I won't get up. Nobody else is getting up. I'm not going to get up.
Yeah, we don't want to make a fuss or, you know, draw attention to anything. We're quite happy just sitting and grooving along. No, they were on their feet last night and Saturday night, our second preview, which was extraordinary. Could not believe it. Mm. Just couldn't believe it, how the warm reception. And we do a thing where we stay on stage during the interval.
Oh, nice.
We can mingle with the audience and chat to people. And it's lovely to get a little bit of their feedback, but all I say is, are you having a good time? Are you enjoying it? And they go, yes, great. And that's it, really. It's not really feedback. It's just saying hello to them, really.
Because I suppose it's different if you're doing a band. Normally people come up to you because you're going back off stage, unless they're hanging around outside the door, which sometimes they do. Now, if you were to play, if somebody was to play you in a movie of your life, who would it be, and who would be the love interest? What a question.
Oh, a great question. I love that. That's really difficult. That's my love interest sat in the corner there. Al Twist. Shout out. I think Kate Blanchett. I really love her. I think she's beautiful and almost sort of ethereal.
Yeah.
So I think yes to Kate. And I think Twisty...
just looking over at your partner in the corner.
Let's have Johnny Depp as Twist.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Can we go for that?
That's fine.
I'm sure he's available.
What role have you... Any film, any time...
Yeah.
What is the role that you think I would have loved to play that, or I would have liked to have been in that film? So what is the role that you think that you would have loved?
Sally Bowles, Cabaret, Defo.
Yeah. Have you ever have you played that role before?
I've not... Right. I've not, and I've not been in a production of it either. I've been in a production of Chicago, which is another brilliant show. But Cabaret, I thought Liza Minnelli in that film was extraordinary and a huge inspiration. Mm. Just love that. I think what she had in that film as well was a complete... kind of freedom, abandonment. She just didn't care. She didn't give a damn. And that really comes across, I think, in her performance. Stunning. I think she got an Oscar for that, didn't she? Mm. I love all those old films. I'm such an old school type kid. I'm like, I love old black and white films. I love Ingrid Bergman. I love Audrey Hepburn. I love all that stuff. So anything like that, really. Old-fashioned musicals.
Cabaret. That'll be next year, then. Cabaret. Maybe later in the
day. With the hat. Yeah, I've got my own hat, so...
Yeah, I'm waving a hat around that you can't see, but don't worry about it. So where can we see it? Now, you're at this, it's a Queen's Theatre, all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk. It's 01708443333, and Godspell is running until the 7th of June, and it's the award-winning Cut to the Chase professional group of resident actors and musicians that are putting that show on. So what's coming up for you next? What do you do after this?
Well, I've just signed with a new agent, which I'm really excited about. I've had a few sniffs for availability checks, they call it, from a few people. So I'm like, ooh, I get my fingers crossed. I start getting my fingers crossed when I hear there's work on the offing. But there's nothing definite for me at the moment, Michelle, which is great because that leaves me wide open to anything. Anything could happen for me right now.
And you've got Johnny Depp in the corner.
I've got Johnny Depp in the corner.
Hello, Johnny. Is he an actor? Is Johnny Depp, is he an actor as well?
He's more a muso actor than an actor muso. He's first and foremost a musician. But he can remember lines and he doesn't fall over when he says them.
Let's cheer him up. Well, thank you very much for coming in. Don't forget, Godspell is at the Queen's Theatre. It's all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk, 01708443333. Lovely to meet you. Next
Cheers,
time you come
Michelle.
In, bring in the ukulele.
Oh,
I should have said bring it in because you can come with a number.
Maybe
do some cabaret. I'm doing
next
that with
time.
The hat again. You can't see.
You can't see the hat.
Right, here we go. Here, if you want to know more about Godspell, you can hear it right here.
The Curtain Call with Queen's Theatre Hornchurch.
Have you bought your tickets for Godspell, the heavenly smash hit musical, opening at the Queen's Theatre Hornchurch? One of the world's most popular shows, Godspell retells the story of Jesus in a fantastic, fun-filled way. This timeless tale is brought bang up to date with a cool urban setting and a dazzling live soundtrack, which audiences will love. You'll be singing your heart out and dancing along to soul-stirring pop, folk and rock hits, which will make your spirit soar. Godspell stars Cut to the Chase, the Queen's professional in-house group of actor musicians, with music and new lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, composer of West End sensation Wicked. It'll be a sin to miss it. Godspell runs from the 16th of May to the 7th of June. Tickets cost from £12.50 to £26.50. And here are the booking details.
For booking information, visit queens-theatre.co.uk or call the box office on 01708 44 33 33.